USA News. I'm John Schaefer. NBC News reporting that aides to President Biden have found at least one additional batch of classified documents. These materials found in a different location than the ones found in the office last November. Aides have been conducting searches in areas where Biden worked during his time as vice president. After thousands of flights were delayed this morning, planes mostly back in the air. However, the cause for the FAA system outage is still being investigated. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the system that went down was not the air traffic control system that tells pilots where planes are in the sky.
This is the one that moves messages that pilots need on anything from a taxiway or a runway being out to an issue with a navigation beacon to maybe an upcoming military or space operation in a certain sector.
He did make it clear that there is no indication this was a cyber attack, though he has yet to rule that out. The new Republican-led House Oversight Committee flexing its muscle today, asking the Treasury Department for financial transaction information on the Biden family. The committee wants to look into the Bidens' finances and alleged political influence of tech companies. The committee wants to speak with a handful of former Twitter executives at a public hearing. They want to learn more about the temporary suppression of a story in 2020 dealing with Hunter Biden and his laptop. The White House says Republicans are just engaging in political stunts. Republican leaders in Nassau County, New York, say they have no plans on working with their newly elected Congressman George Santos. Nassau County GOP Chair Joseph Cairo had this to say at a press conference this morning.
On behalf of the Nassau County Republican Committee, I am calling for his immediate resignation.
Cairo says Santos is not welcome at Republican headquarters and they do not consider him one of their congresspeople. Santos says he's not stepping down. More fentanyl was seized by federal agents last year than the year before. Those agents seized more than 50 million fake prescription pills laced with a deadly drug last year, twice what was seized in 2021. This is USA News.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been released from Buffalo General Hospital. Hamlin was transferred to the Buffalo facility after spending several days in the hospital in Cincinnati. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during the Monday night football game in Cincinnati last week. Doctors say Hamlin can now continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills. A new battle in the soda wars has been launched by PepsiCo.
Sierra Mist will be discontinued and replaced with Starry. Pepsi said it's looking to give people a choice when it comes to lemon-lime flavored soda after its research found demand for it has never been greater. Sierra Mist failed to gain ground on Sprite during its 24 years on store shelves. The caffeine-free Starry will come in two versions, regular and sugar-free, and is said to have, quote, higher citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic compared to Sierra Mist. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Where are the best places to work? Glassdoor out with its top 10 list for the year. Coming in at number 1, tech company Gainsight. Google ranks 8th, and the only restaurant to make the list, In-N-Out Burger, is 10th. 6 of the top 10 are tech companies. If you want to avoid bed bugs, then stay away from Chicago. Pest control service Orkin says the Windy City is the most infested with bed bugs for the third consecutive year. Orkin's list, based on metro areas where they performed the most bed bug treatments over the last year, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Los Angeles round out the top 5. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,